Have you ever wondered, okay, what do I really get out of working on my voice? I mean, what are the real benefits? Are there even any real benefits? Well, I just recently had an amazing and fascinating conversation with someone completely unexpected about, bottom line it, why should I do this work? How will it help me get to the next level? And that's what I'm talking about in today's episode. Exactly that. What's the point of this work and how does it get you to the next level? I think you're going to like this episode and I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin. An award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads, and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you, and I've got a great episode for you today. Something that transpired while I was just recently out of town, I got in a conversation with someone about why should I do this work? What is the benefit? And I thought it was really a great opportunity for me to talk about my work and to talk about the value and benefit of the work, which I do every day, but it just kind of came out of nowhere and it really surprised me the uniqueness of the questions that I was asked and how the responses came about and how I convinced someone who was really unsure about this work what the value of it was. And I guess what I'm trying to say is it was a whole different perspective than what I'd ever thought about. And I think it is because most people that reach out to me, they already know a little bit about the work. They oftentimes know a lot about me. And they're pretty interested in doing this work. This was somebody I had a conversation with that didn't even really know what I did. And through our time together, started understanding about my work and became fascinated with it and started to see the benefit for himself and started asking me questions about the validity of it and what he could get out of it. So it was a whole different perspective and a lot of great things came out of the conversation. And I wanted to share some of my answers with you today about, you know, what he was asking, because I felt like as a business owner, a very successful business owner, he was asking really valid questions. And I thought, you know, I wonder if some of my people have had these same questions. So I'm going to talk about that conversation today very quickly. Make sure you keep an eye on or jump on over to the Work With Me tab over at CaptivateTheRoom.com. Launching my next group program. It's a little bit different than what I've done in the past with Voices of Success. I'm really excited about what I've put together. It's loosely based on what I do with the companies that I work with. And it's a very effective way to do this work and get fast results. This may be the last group program this year because it's already getting towards the end of September. This group program will start the first week of October. Oftentimes people ask me, well, how do I know what day it's going to be on? And I do my days very different. I set my programs different than anybody that launches anything. I don't pick a day and a time and hope you can make it. When people sign up for the program, the first thing I do is everybody gets an email that says, send me all your availability in your time zone. And I find a day and time that works for everybody in the group. Now, mind you, it's never more than 8 people ever. I won't work with more than 8 people at a time. It's usually about 6. So it's, you know, I can always find a time. But that program, that's what you can sign up for right now. And it'll start the first week of October, and then it's like going to be December, you know? If you have been thinking, gosh, I really want to do this work. I really want to do some work. I highly encourage you to check it out. At least check it out. You may look at it and decide it doesn't work for you, or it's not in your budget, or you don't have the time. I understand that. But if you want to head into the new year with voice transformation, don't miss it, because you can get in right now, but I don't know if I'll run another one. And that's over at CaptivateTheRoom.com, Work With Me tab. Okay, so this conversation I had, you know, came out of nowhere. I was spending some time with family and friends, and I had to take a call while I was there for one thing, and one thing led to another, and I ended up talking about my work. And about 3 days later, this person said, give me the rundown in 5 minutes of what you do and how I can benefit from it. Now, this is a person that's very successful. This is a person that is very articulate and well-spoken, highly educated, incredibly intelligent, very likable, just like most of my people are the same way. I mean, all of my people are the same way. Very likable, successful. And I said, wow, okay, let me see if I can do it in 5 minutes. And he said, well, you don't have to do it in 5 minutes, but you get the idea. And so I started explaining psychology of the voice and just a little bit, and how the voice is created and how we are processing everything subconsciously, and how this work is really next level. And he had already figured this out by now. He had already said, I think your work is possibly really next level. And I'm fascinated with it. Let me tell you why he had this conversation with me. He was intrigued with the work, but he's running into something. Running into things that have always worked, things that have always gotten him the sale, things that have always gotten him the deal, aren't working anymore. He's noticed when he's done a pitch, when the pitch should have worked because it always worked, and he could instantly tell he'd lost the deal. Now, this particular person is a masterful artist in studying body language and reading body language. And I think that's one of the things that intrigued him about my work, is it was very, very similar to the art of body language. Everything meant something. And I said, yeah, every single sound means something, and it's being processed subconsciously. And the way it is being processed is in how it is coming out. Here is the problem. That may not be the truth. Not that you're lying, but if you're going really fast, or you're maybe pushing at something, or you're really trying to prove something, and you're not even conscious of it, but it's in your voice, and we hear it, and we might process something negative, and that is not revealing the best version of you. I said, what could be happening when you instantly read the body language that the deal is done, that it isn't going to happen, that something came out of your mouth and it triggered something in that person's subconscious and made them go, nope, I'm not working with this guy. And you saw it in their body. They knew it in their subconscious, and they maybe knew it in their conscious. And of course, just as suspected, based on reading that body language, he didn't get the deal. And that's why he said, you know, I really think this is next level. I really, when I look at my success and when I look at my career, I'm doing good. And I said, yeah, everybody I work with made it really, really okay before they met me. They've got success, they've got money, they've got this, they've got that. I mean, they did just fine before Tracy Goodwin. But what Tracy Goodwin can do is take them to the next level. He said, I think that's it. I think that that's absolutely it. Because he has, You know, and he's probably done even more than a lot of the people that I work with because he has invested so much time in learning and body language. So he'll watch and read, and many of my people do, but he'll watch for certain signs. Like he's studied with, you know, all the masters of body language, and he'll watch for certain things and he'll follow those leads. But here's the thing, and this is what I told him. That's great and amazing. The ability to read people and read their body language is crucial. And it's very, very powerful in connection with voice, because when I see you do something, then I can shift gears vocally and keep you with me. But the problem is, you know, you're masterfully knowing what to say. You're an incredibly articulate communicator. You're watching the body language, but are there hidden things that you don't even know about that are coming out in your voice that are repelling and shutting down? And that's what I find to be the coolest thing about this work, and why I call it Next Level, is because most of the things I find, you don't even know are happening. A lot of them are. A lot of people know a whole lot of things that are coming out in their voice when they come to work with me. They'll say things like, I know I'm doing this, or I know I'm doing that. Sometimes they didn't know that and they heard me talk about it on the show and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing that. A lot of people know a lot of things. But it is those things that they're not aware of that we can identify and shift that are causing the problems. All of it's causing problems, but especially these unknown things, and we can shift them and get them to the next level. Examples of that might be, there might be a sound of arrogance. There might be a sound of needing to prove. There might be a sound of frustration. There might be a sound, and it's just a tiny, subtle sound. When it is obvious, we all know it, because it was orchestrated. When I try to punish you with my voice, I know I'm doing it because I orchestrated it. It is the subtle, subtle things that came from the psychology of the voice story that no one has ever spoken to you about, that you're not even aware of. No one has ever said these things to you, but you're not getting what you want. I want all of my people to get everything they want, and that is what I strive towards. Doubling and tripling the income, better relationships, 100% great connections, that you get every deal. And that means sometimes there is something in the voice. It could be that he's outcome driven. And I haven't assessed his voice. I don't know what it is yet. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to find it because he is going to work with me. It could be a outcome driven. Maybe he's outcome driven and he's already at the end. And that guy that shifted his body and my friend knew the deal was over, that guy heard and processed, he's already decided how this is going to be and he's not going to collaborate with me and I'm not going to get my way done. It can be that simple. And is the person speaking even thinking that or aware of that? Probably not. Maybe on a really, really deep subconscious level, but probably not. It's probably something that was laid into the muscle memory 25 years ago. And that's what I really want to drive home is this work is not theory. You cannot think your way into a different voice. Whatever is the top layer of the muscle memory is what you're going to draw from. It was interesting in our conversation, we were talking about dialects and how he had a dialect, had an accent when he was younger and he got made fun of and he changed it. He consciously and subconsciously worked on that dialect and he rewrote what was in the top layer of the muscle memory. Now, I don't know how he did it, but he did it. We didn't have a conversation about it, but he did it. And he never went back. And I said, what you did is you rewrote the top layer, because when you were born, your subconscious wanted you to belong, wanted you to sound like your parents, and laid in how your voice was going to sound. You got negative input from it. And many, many people will carry that negative input the rest of their life and show up at my door and say, you know what, I was made fun of when I was a kid because of my accent or because of this or because of that. And as a result of that, they talk like this and they never fixed anything because they didn't like their accent, or they created an alternate voice. But this person, he changed his accent. He put something new in the top layer. I said to him, who knows what it is? Who knows what it is? Something is happening. If you're seeing the shift in the body language and you're not getting the deals, there is something coming out that is being processed negatively. Now, we got to find out what it is. And it could have been put in high school or college or that business deal 14 years ago that went bad. But the bottom line is, it was put into the top layer, and it's in the top layer. And in some of these scenarios, it's coming out. You know, you might feel intimidated by this person, or you might go into it knowing it's going to be a challenging deal. Or, I mean, who knows? We've got to dive in and see what is going on in the story and what is in the top layer, but it is in the top layer. And until we get it out of there, it's going to be there. And so we've got to rewrite it. And he said, yeah, that's what I figured. It was something like that. And I want to find out what it is. And I want to get it out because I want to go to the next level. I'm ready to take my business to the next level. I'm frustrated when I go in and I should be getting these deals and I'm not getting them. And I said, welcome to my world. And then I told him, I said, okay, here's another thing that's really cool about this work and what you're going to benefit from. You're going to benefit because whatever is in your voice, I'm going to hear it and we're going to take it out and we're going to put what you want in your top layer, which is to be captivating and to compel people and make the best connections and take people on an emotional journey. I said, there's very well something that's happening that when you say it the way you say it, it's putting up a bulletproof glass and all of a sudden the connection is broken. The person doesn't even consciously know it, but they know they don't feel connected with you. They're not going to work with you because they're not connected with you. And that happens all day long here in my work. Instantly, I can hear it when you lock me out. You don't even know you're doing it. I said, so there could be something that's locking people out. The connection is breaking and they don't trust you then, or they don't feel comfortable with you then. But here's another thing that becomes very, very powerful in this work. And of course, I'm saying everything I'm saying today on the show here to him. And everybody's story is a little bit different, but I know I've got people in the audience that are going to be able to relate to this. I said, here's the other thing that could be happening. And I do hear a little bit of this. I don't think you're playing all the elements. And this is voice aversion. And you guys have heard me talk about this before. If you are playing one note, if you are playing certain things that are in your top layer and you don't have the full variety, the full buffet of sounds, you're going to hit voice aversions. So we've got this masks, we've got this, your sound is stuck, we've got these foundational elements that could be problematic for this person, could be problematic for you. That's what we look at first. Is your sound stuck? Are you not giving it to me? Is anything locked down? Am I having trouble connecting with you? I've got to open that connection. But then, if you're working with one note or two notes, everybody has a voice aversion. Now, it could be that there's a foundational element that maybe you have to prove something, and that's shutting down the connection and repelling the person. But then when it comes to vocal variety, if you're playing one note and that person has an aversion to that note, they're not going to work with you. And I said, that could be happening. You could be working with one or two notes and that person can't stand that note. And the minute they hear that note, they're not interested anymore. And, you know, I did a whole episode on voice aversions. I'm fascinated with that work. I did a research project on that when a lot of people I was working with were coming to me and saying, you know, I can't listen to so-and-so. I can't stand to listen to so-and-so. And I thought it was really interesting because I can't listen to this person either. And I said, I started asking why, and I dove in and did a big research project on it. And what I discovered was everybody has a voice aversion based on their psychology of the voice story. And I went back to all of those people and I said, what is the sound in a voice that drives you crazy? And all of them were the same. And this person talks that way. Now, this is a successful person that I'm talking about that all of these people couldn't listen to. So I go back to, you can still be successful before you're Tracy-fied. But he's missing out on even more audience. And that's what I told this person that I was talking to. I said, I want you to get everyone. I want you to get every audience member. I want you to work with the full buffet of sounds so that you avert no one. And he said, yeah, I think everything you've said is absolutely what's going on. People aren't connecting with me. Some these people that aren't hiring me, they're not connecting with me. I'm doing something to repel them somehow. And then I don't think that I'm fully compelling, that I'm fully taking people on the journey. And I said, that's the thing. You're articulate, incredibly articulate with words, but are you taking them on an emotional journey? Are you using all the notes to make them feel something, to make them feel like if they don't work with you, they've made the biggest mistake of their life? And he said, yeah, this is exactly it. This is exactly it. I said, another thing that I would imagine that you're doing, just based on what I'm hearing so far, and I'm not listening to you with my listening ear, I'm having a conversation with you, but another benefit is in learning how to control the conversation, not the outcome. I do that all day long, and that is the number one thing I switch in my salespeople. Stop controlling the outcome. If you're already at the outcome, I am not going to be able to connect with you. There's nothing wrong with being outcome-driven. There's nothing wrong with having a plan. There's nothing wrong with driving to that outcome. But if I can hear it in your voice, I'm not going to buy from you. Just spent most of Friday working with people on this exact same thing. I said, I've got to teach you how to control the conversation and release the outcome. Because when I can teach you how to control the conversation, you don't have to worry about the outcome. It's yours. You don't even have to think about it anymore. But that requires the next level skill set of doing just like you do with body language with your voice. I have to know how to conduct this orchestra in the moment. I don't ever worry about words. Ever. Never. Ever. I am so focused on conducting this orchestra. And not even in a I have to think about it kind of way, but in a I am so present and listening to every single sound in your voice because it's directing me on where I need to go. And he said, yeah, so it's just like body language, but voice. And I said, yeah, it's influence and persuasion in words, like words. It's not words. So there's influence and persuasion in writing and words. And he said, yeah, I know. It's like marketing. And I said, absolutely. I said, what I do is I take the sounds that will wrap those words like beautiful gifts and touch me emotionally. Because those words, as persuasive as they are, actually are not going to touch my senses. And when the senses are touched, then the emotions are triggered. So it's next level. Yeah, words can persuade, but let's take it to the next level and influence and persuade on an emotional level, creating the emotional connection. So pillar one and two in psychology of the voice effect are really about, okay, what are the barriers? What are the blocks? What are they hearing that's repelling them? Get rid of it. And it's things that you probably don't even realize are there. And he said, I think you're right, because I can't figure out for the life of me why this is happening. And I said, it's stuff you don't even hear. And then pillar three is, how do we wrap these presents up and create emotional connections that'll guarantee that you get the deal, get the promotion, get the relationship? You know, it's about creating a voice so that you speak in such a way that other people love to listen to you, that you captivate them, that you make them feel something. You create an emotional connection. And all of this is next level. It's not about warming up your lips. And I did this, I had this question the other day in one of my groups, and I answered this question. And, you know, I guess I'm always considered very unorthodox in the way I teach voice. I don't do the traditional stuff that anybody else does, and I'm good with that. Somebody asked me about warming up and things like that, and I said, I want to teach you how to always be in your best voice by replacing the top layer of your muscle memory. You guys have heard me talk about warming up before. It's not that I say don't do it, but I'm concerned about, why do you want to warm up the problems? Let's fix the problems, and then you don't have to worry about them anymore, right? It's next level. And he said, I totally get it. Send me a link, you know, because that's what happens. You get to a point and you've reached success. You've done well, you've learned a lot, you've changed a lot, you've done personal development, you've studied body language, you've studied influence and persuasion, but where do you go next? A number of the people that I've worked with over the years didn't even know they needed me. But when they heard about this work, they were like, whoa, that could totally take me to the next level. And I said, yeah, that's what it's all about. So whatever level you're on, you can go to the next level. For some people, I don't even have the ability to say what I need to say. Okay, we can shift that. We can take you to the next level. I don't even know how to speak with confidence. Okay, next level for you is boldly owning it and putting your voice out there in a way that you feel good about. Some people, I'm confident, but I'm not really interesting. I'm not really captivating. Okay, cool. Let's roll in all the elements and teach you how to take people on an emotional journey. It's the next level for wherever you are. But I just thought this conversation was so fascinating with him and the questions that he asked and how I needed to answer them to really make it clear what I did was a wonderful exercise for me, because sometimes I feel like I kind of, you know, I go off in voice land, but it was such a great conversation. And it just inspired me and encouraged me to encourage you, because I believe in this work so strongly. I believe in this work so strongly. And I believe that if you feel stuck or lost or frustrated or sad, or defeated, or heartbroken, or anything, it's an easy fix. It really is. Okay, well, I just wanted to share all that with you. I thought it was really a great conversation. And I thought, you know, I wonder if my listeners are feeling the same way. What is it? I like what Tracy says, but what are really the benefits? What do I really get out of this? You know, what is this work going to do for me? And that's what it's going to do. It's going to take you to the next level in captivating the room, the next level in compelling people to take action, the next level in making people feel, the next level in people even connecting with you on a basic level, the next level in revealing who you really are, the next level in internal freedom, getting out from behind the mask, and just showing up with the best version of you. And that's what I had to do. I'm going to do an episode. I had to do a speech, and I want to talk to you about it. I want to talk to you about it, and I want to talk to you about the feedback I got on it, because I think that it's going to be really helpful for you to hear that oftentimes I am in your shoes. You know, I had to put together a really tough speech and deliver it well. And I want to tell you my exact strategy. But that's it for today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.